This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Anyway.
Nice.
You're exactly right. An incredibly fine line. An incredibly fine line. But one that he has navigated with tremendous success almost all of the time. Like, if we do look at those moments, the example you brought up is the best one, and maybe there are a few others. Sure. He's gotten ejected, he's gotten fined, it's whatever. But way more often than not, when he does this, it leads to something good. I mean, go back to the NBA Finals last year. It looked like the Boston crowd had Draymond.
Well, go back to the Memphis game.
Looks like
even
they had him.
Even before in the Memphis game, when he gets thrown out and he's like, raise the roof on Memphis, and you know, it's whoop that team and all the rest of it, and you're thinking, oh God, Draymond. Draymond gets thrown out, Warriors lose, and Memphis has his number and all the rest of it.
But what happened?
They flipped the script. And yep. Whether or not it was because Ja was out or not, it doesn't matter. History will show you that the Warriors won that series. Yep. But you're right about Memphis. And I actually came on this very show. We were in middays then. And I said something that you didn't like. And I still believe that he got punked.
You got punked.
Boston punked him. And that's a very strong word. And I do believe that that's what happened. Game four, he was better. Game five, he was amazing.
But even if he did get punked, the point is he's always got the response that sends it back in the other direction. And I'm not saying he's perfect. I'm not saying all of these are perfectly premeditated. Like, how's that even possible? In that emotional moment, you
right.
can't be perfectly also thinking clearly at the exact same time. But of all of these experiences, look what's happened. A dynasty. That's what's happened. Sure, did Boston's fans get into his head? He admitted it. But then what did he have for him in the end? Yeah, that's right.
A ring.
And he had a big part in it. We got to game three and four of the Boston series, and people were saying Draymond was cooked. And then, poof, suddenly he was there. I would define it this way, because it's not premeditated, it's not perfect, and it is riding a line. But here's how I would define it. I believe nobody has their finger on the pulse of Warrior basketball more than Draymond Green. That's how I would define it.
I would even say their finger on the pulse of NBA basketball. In terms of, if he played for any other team, Draymond would do the same thing. If he was playing for the Bucks, let's just say, and they're in the Eastern Finals, and they're down 2-1, and they're down by 13 in a game against Philadelphia, Draymond's going to do what Draymond does, which is find a way to motivate his team. I think that Draymond Green has a bigger sense of how to compete and win NBA games than almost any player that we've ever thought of in the history of the league, certainly in terms of his ability to impact a game. Like Michael Jordan, we say, one of the great competitors of all time. Kobe Bryant. These are guys who could give me the ball, I'm going to take over by scoring points. Draymond doesn't do that. Draymond says, give me the pulse, and I'm going to take over the game.
Right.
Think about that in terms of his impact. There's never been a player like that in history in terms of being able to impact a game without scoring.
What's the was it Hoosiers? I'm picturing a basketball movie where the coach goes over the ref and goes, throw me out.
Yeah,
throw me
Hoosiers.
Out. Hoosiers, throw me out.
Yeah, because he wanted Dennis Hopper to take over.
Right. That's Draymond. Draymond seems to know at all times what everybody in the building needs. A teammate, a coach, an opponent. And so sometimes that means acting like a fool. Sometimes that's what it means. I'm telling you, I have a very different perspective listening today to when Draymond loses it. I don't mean it's not all now roses and butterflies. It's not all perfect. There are aspects of when he loses it emotionally that I still may not like, but I have a different understanding of it. We've always, I think, understood it to a degree. The way we've said it before is, well, with Draymond, you get the bad with the good. That's kind of what people have always said. We know the good of Draymond Green. You got to take the hot head in him, too. What I'm starting to feel today is what we've been calling the bad actually a part of the good? Is that actually not just what comes with Draymond Green? Is that fundamentally Draymond Green? Like, that's actually what he's doing to get the most out of his team, and we have very little evidence that it's not working.
Well, the evidence is when it doesn't work, but beyond that, when he's able to push it up to that point where it does work, then he's incredible, because what we saw in the game the other night was that the team needs Draymond Green to ratchet things up to the point where, come on, guys, it's more than just words. And, you know, Draymond's words are easier to tune out than Draymond's actions. And when Draymond chucks Brandon Ingram into the third row and gets a flagrant and gets into it with him, and then the next possession runs over a guy and scissor kicks him in the face, and the bench is all but empty again, that tells the team all they need to know about how intense it should be.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Now, I wonder if you want to hear this from Bob Myers, too. Remember all the slander conversation?
Yeah.
With regard to Jordan Poole and what he said a couple of nights ago, a lot of Jordan Poole conversation over the last 5 or 6 days. So Bob Myers weighed in with Stein and Goo earlier today, live at Chase Center, weighed in on the Poole slander conversation.
Poole's been really good the last however many games.
Yeah.
Was he in a funk? Absolutely. I often look at it like a hitter in baseball, where there's a guy that's a 300 hitter. He may hit 200 for 3 weeks. And people probably rip the guy. He can't hit, you know. Posey was a guy like that. You know, he's done. Now he's back. And so I would say no, not disconnect, I think, is too strong a word. I don't know how you characterize slander. But I will say that I think I heard you guys talking about when slander, if I was going to use that term, it's when it becomes personal. Like, that guy's an idiot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or he's a clown. That stuff's not, that's not right.
Right.
You might say he's turnover prone, or he lost the ball. I wish he'd give it up to Curry. Whatever people want to say, okay, that's sports. But when it starts getting into someone that they don't know or don't see work, I think that the thing we get to see more is who these guys are off the camera.
Right.
So you don't know how hard a guy really works.
I mean, that's the fundamentals of just the business we're in and what we do. I mean, you can't blame a fan or even a media member for not knowing the things that we're not allowed to see. And so in the end, it's going to come down to what happens at game time. And I always look at it. I think Bob actually, maybe more so than almost anyone, he really, really understands this. The reason Bob is a great president of basketball ops is because he does understand the view of the player, the view of the exec, the view of the coach, and I think the view of the fan.
Totally.
I think he does a great, great job of that. And so there's an understanding that with these huge salaries and with this amazing job that they have, along with that comes ridiculously unfair opinions that you have to listen to. Period. That's just the way it is. Some of our opinions are fair. Some of them are based on fact. Some of them are speculation. Some of them are simply the only thing that we can muster based on what we see.
Yeah.
We don't watch Jordan Poole 24/7. We watch him 3 nights a week for 2.5 hours.
It's the nature, though, of the entertainment model, because if we go to watch a movie, let's say a movie comes out today and you and I don't go to the movie this first day, but movie critics do, and they all rip it. Mick LaSalle and your various Siskels and Eberts, if they still were here, and everybody just rips this movie. It's like, well, you don't know how hard I worked on it as a cinematographer, as an actor, as a director, and all the rest of it. All I know is, did I like it or did I not like it? So this is endemic to the entire industry
of
entertainment. Concerts, movies, plays, and all the rest of it.
All right, we are tracking towards Steve Kerr. That is less than an hour away. 888-957-9570 is the number taking your phone calls on the Draymond dynamic with the Warriors. And also we circle back to opening day, which was a rough one for the San Francisco Giants. No doubt about that. All sponsored by Bob's Discount Furniture. This from 2 to 6 every weekday now on 95.7 The Game is Willard and Dibbs.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.
To Willard and Wibbs
on 95.7 The Game.
Is that official? Did we officially change it?
It's official.
Okay.
Confirmed, second source.
Sweet. Sweet. How about this? Does this do anything for you? I think there's a good and bad tucked into this. You tell me.
Okay.
So, opening day 2022, there were a total, all across baseball, a total of 5 stolen bases. As of 20 minutes ago, with more games still to be played.
Yeah, the A's home opener.
What time does that start?
It's a 7:07.
Okay. All right.
Got 5 more games to go today.
Is that true? Yeah.
White Sox and Astros getting underway.
Yeah, 5 more
that
hasn't even started. Okay. Yeah. All right. All right. Well, Shohei's in town. I forgot about that. Shohei.
All right.
Shohei across the bay. Huh?
Angels minus 225 on the money line.
Just realized that Bay and Shohei rhyme. Huh. Well, there's your marketing pitch for next year. Anyway, so far on opening day this year, 5 stolen bases last year. So far,
yeah.
With all of this baseball still ahead of us, 16.
Ooh.
Today.
Wow.
16. So.
That's exciting.
The no throw over to first base. Boy. It's working.
In the bigger bases, yeah.
Can you feel it?
I can feel it.
Can you feel the...
Yeah.
Can you feel it?
I can feel it. The adrenaline. The adrenaline of a guy able to go 90 feet, although it's not 90 feet anymore. Now it's 89 feet, 6 inches,
because
the bases are 3 inches bigger both ways, so that would be 89.6.
I think it would be 89.4. You said 3 inches both ways. Wouldn't that equal 6?
Oh, Jesus. 89.6. It's 12 inches and a foot.
Gotcha. Okay. Never mind.
Jesus, son of a math teacher.
I know. I tried to
right now, Tom
up.
Is rolling over in
Tom
his bed.
Tom doesn't listen.
Oh, that's a shame.
Ellen listens.
Ellen, tell Tom to school his son.
Do you know that Ellen sent me a text about our show earlier today?
Oh, God.
Yeah,
hate that.
I know. It's really unsettling
probably
when mom's listening.
Probably anti-Dibbs. Mark Dibbs is right. They should have dotted Judge. They should have thrown at him.
No, she didn't say that.
Marky?
She didn't say that.
Were you Marky growing up?
No.
Never Marky?
No. I was...
like, what was the pet name? There had to be like a My Little Buttercup.
Oh, from the parents?
Yes.
What was the pet name from the parents?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, let me think.
When your mom would be like, kid, come over here a little.
It was more of a tone. Than a name.
Okay.
It was a tone. again.
Oh, Mark.
No.
Come here, Mark.
No. Let me see if I can do it.
Okay. Because I'm trying to do it, and I've never met your mom, and it's not working.
So I'll be in my room, and it'll go like this. Mark! That meant that meant somebody spilled ice cream on the living room couch, and even though it wasn't me, it was my fault.
Gotcha.
Mark! That right? Like, that's something's messed up, and it's surely your fault.
Sure.
Get in here. It was kind of like that.
But
that
what
was
about when, name. Like, when they were happy with you? Was there ever a time when they were happy for you?
Let me do it. Mark! Yeah, same thing. Same thing.
That's a five. It's a damn five, and I've never met your mom.
Okay. How I Met Your Mother.
Thank you.
So she texted at, what time is it? 3:28. So, like, almost an hour ago.
Okay.
Remember when we were talking about how the Little League kids won't swing? Swing the bat.
Right.
I was like, do it in the Die Hard voice. Shoot the glass.
Rest in peace, Alan Rickman.
I know. Gosh, he was great. Swing the bat.
Totally.
Apparently, Mrs. Willard was listening.
Oh.
And she texted, remember when I would yell from the stands offering money for you to swing in Little League?
Is that true? That's
a true story. True story.
Because you were trying to like work on your OBP.
I was walking, bro. I told you the story. You know the guy.
Ben Igoe.
Ben Igoe ruined my Little League career.
Totally.
The Igoe family, if you're listening, you ruined everything. You hit my best friend, Trent Tesler, right between the shoulder blades in the back with a fastball. And I was on deck, and I never wanted to stand in the batter's box ever again. I was terrified of the baseball.
Of Ben Igoe.
I was terrified of Ben Igoe. And so... I would go in there and my foot was going in the bucket. This is for at least a season or two. dropping in the bucket. We're sitting around the table and my parents start bribing me. They're bribing me. They're like, we're going to do $1 for a homer. We're going to do 75 cents for a triple. We're going to do 50 cents for a double. We're going to do a quarter for a single.
Lowballing you.
Well, and then
it was the '90s.
Then it got here. This is how bad it got. They're like, We'll give you a nickel for a foul ball. Like, just swing a bat.
Just get a piece.
Just do anything. Do anything. And little did I know, because you don't know when you're in Little League, how bored the parents are.
Oh, my God.
They all want to just consider eliminating themselves. I mean, they're in the stands. Is there booze that we can put in a koozie or something?
Yeah,
somebody do something in this game. So I texted her back. This has actually really helped me as a Little League coach because I watch a lot of the coaches get really mad at the kids, and I'm like, I remember.
Yeah.
I was terrified too. So I get on their level, and I'm just like, look, I know it's terrifying. You know, I even had a kid last week come up to me, and he goes, hey, so remember how I got hit by a pitch last week? I go, yeah. He goes, yeah, so I don't really want to hit today. And I'm like, well, no.
I'm going skiing.
In his mind, I was just going to be like, oh, yeah, you don't have to hit.
No.
You got hit last week.
Yeah.
You're off till March or May or whatever month this is.
Do we have an IL in this Little League?
Yeah, he wants to be on it. He wants to be on it. So anyway, mom's listening, which
good.
Is always
okay, good.
No, not good. It is. It's unsettling.
It's a little bit.
It is.
I wish that I just made a math mistake.
I just made a math mistake in front of my parents. It's embarrassing.
That was embarrassing.
Yeah, really bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was quietly ashamed, Ellen.
Yeah, I mean, I was ashamed of myself.
I tried to help him. But yes, stolen bases are up. Hooray for baseball. Now, maybe you can send a memo to the Giants marketing team and say, hey, instead of like, baseball's not boring anymore. Maybe we do a promo with like all of the exciting leads and the stolen bases that we have going on.
Speaking of Giants marketing campaigns.
Baseball is boring. Nah, man. You just gotta look closer.
There's nothing
like that first crack of the echo through the park or the splash of the 97 splash hit. Nothing like throwing back a beer from Murph with garlic fries and a side of double sundae shortstop double play. Boring.
Two.
This is boring.
Three.
Not. What's boring about watching Duvall warm up close, rolling with Carl up back, or getting caught in Logan's web? In the slides? So many slides.
Safe.
Wake up. You could be locking eyes with Lou, or that jaw, or making that.
records broken, crazy crabs eaten, twins twinning, hair flowing, merch dropping, bubbles popping, kayaks crashing, gigantes chanting, bobbleheads bouncing. This isn't just baseball, this is Giants baseball, and there's nothing like it.
All right, I mean, the visual of that is actually pretty cool,
and
there's some good energy behind it. I'm not saying that this is some sort of awful campaign. I am saying that there's a mistake in there. I don't think you acknowledge the naysayers in marketing. I just don't think you do it. This is not a debate, okay? This is an advertisement. You're trying to get people excited about Giants baseball. If your starting point is, I know all of you are asleep, but I'm going to try to wake you up. I think you're headed in the wrong direction. That's not your base. Make sure that your base is excited first. And then, what's the number one rule of advertising in 2023? Let some people get excited and then head out into the streets or social media.
And let everyone get excited.
Their excitement.
Yes.
It's all called earned media. So go to your base, because what the Giants' problem is right now, they're trying to market to the non-base.
Exactly.
And the base is right next to them going, we're mad.
And the base is not...
We are mad at you right now.
Right.
And the Giants are offering that base, well, we just acquired Matt Beatty.
Yeah.
And the base is like,
Matt Beatty?
Now we're mad more.
The base doesn't think that baseball is boring. And that's the bottom line of, you know, to your point, who they're marketing to. You're marketing to your base. So market to your base and tell your base why they should be excited, not why they shouldn't be bored. They're not bored. They're the 28,000 fans that show up every single night to watch your team go 81-81 and watch your manager take out a lefty because he's facing a lefty and we know we need a righty and pull out the spreadsheet. Your base is not bored. Your base is all about garlic fries and splash hits and kayaks and all the rest of it. So market to them who you have that's exciting. And in that promo, which player did they highlight in terms of, here's a guy that we are all excited about? In that ad, you had Gabe Kapler's beard.
Gabe Kapler's beard.
You had a diving catch in center field by...
I think they mentioned Yaz.
Yeah.
They mentioned Yaz?
They mentioned Crawford and his beautiful hair.
Right.
But, I mean, not much else.
I mean...
And that's the problem.
I'll just be honest, because I'm part of the base. I tell you, I was excited to watch hit today. I was excited to watch Conforto hit today. I wanted to see him hit. He got called out on strikes in his first two at-bats. Then he got a hit. So, okay. You know, and it's, again... Here's the other thing about watching sports. By definition, we overreact to every game.
Right.
Not just one game.
The
every
Giants
game.
Are done.
Well, listen to what we do with the Warriors all year. I mean, it's honestly...
Oh, they're going to win the championship.
Well, right, until they lose their next game. Well,
they better not.
They're
going.
Not going to lose their next game. They're
I'm
playing
bringing
the Spurs.
My son Keon out. I need to win.
And you going tomorrow night?
Yeah, and Bob, if you're out there listening, let me know if your seats are available.
Yeah,
if Guru's busy.
Sounds like you've already got some seats.
I do, but I'd like some better
seats.
You'd
like an upgrade.
If possible.
All right.
Although I told the person who gave me the seats, I am not I'm not bourgeois. I'm not like one of these 95.7 The Game front runner hosts that needs good seats.
Oh, wow. That felt personal.
Only if you're that guy.
Well, no. I'll sit in the upper tank. I sat in the upper tank for the playoffs last year. No problem.
Playoffs.
The
playoffs.
Yeah, you sit in the upper tank. The media seats are in the upper tank. I sit there sometimes too. What's wrong with that?
I'm not pointing my finger at you. I didn't actually
point. It felt like you were.
I'm pointing my finger at every single member of our organization who, well, I mean, I couldn't possibly sit in the upper deck.
Well, look, you do get a little jaded when you're in our business. You do. You do.
Yes and
you
no.
You do.
I don't. I've never gotten jaded about free
stuff. If I offered... Well, no, it's not just free, but it's like where how you want to consume a game. If I offered you tickets for Giants opening day in the upper tank left field behind that foul pole, like up there, way up there by the, you know, the speed radar flashing.
Yeah.
Do you want those?
I'm busy. And no,
it's opening day.
I have a hair appointment.
It's opening day.
Mark, right, you know my hair is very important to me.
You have a hair. You have a hair
appointment.
No, you just have a hair.
And I have an appointment for that hair.
Yeah, that hair needs
for that one hair.
It does need some work.
Yeah. No, to that point, yes.
Right? You get a little jaded.
A little bit.
You get a little jaded.
But sometimes in the media, we get too jaded.
Well, but I mean, there's nothing you can do about that. There's nothing you can do about it.
I'm just saying I'm not that guy. I'm a man of the people.
Look, going is more fun than not going. That's usually the thing. However, going is also incredibly expensive. So, you know, I mean, you're talking about getting free tickets. What about if you're actually purchasing tickets? I mean, that's the other side of this. But anyway, I'm part of the base here, and I think that's what needs to be served first. And even though, sure, we overreact to every game, and we certainly overreact to the first game because it's our first look at what you're doing, I can acknowledge both sides of the conversation today for the Giants. There are only two people in this world, and you got to be one, but I can acknowledge both. I am on the side of it's just one game. That's the motto for one side of the fence. The other side of the fence is that looked awful.
Yeah.
And while I'm on the other side of the fence, oh, I see you. I can acknowledge you. There was nothing good that came out of today.
And I see you from where I sit, and I'm of the camp of that was awful. And I see you over there with your big sign that says 161, which shows how many games there are left to go. And I don't know
how many they could win.
I don't, well, I mean, you're going to make me throw up in my mouth over here.
It's not against the rules.
It's not, and they could run the table. I would be more concerned with them avoiding a sweep in New York. And just real quick, if I have 15 seconds, Major League Baseball, what the hell are you doing? Do they have an off day tomorrow, Mark?
They do. They do this every year. Don't
but
you remember
it's stupid.
This?
Well, it doesn't make it any less stupid.
No, but it's a TV thing. It's a TV
but
thing.
But it's stupid.
I got no problem with that. That's fine.
Not every series is off tomorrow.
No,
so
that's
some
true.
Teams play tomorrow. Yeah, so why wouldn't the Giants play the Yankees
because
tomorrow?
Because some of them are 4-game series and some of them are,3-game series.
It's like, just to
they
me,
they can't play 163. I hear you.
It's stupid. You're not going to load manage Brandon Crawford because you're going to force him to play tomorrow.
You know, I wonder.
Just makes no sense.
So Friday tends to be like, what do? You play at night. You play at night. There's one day baseball game tomorrow, and actually, it's only day baseball in our time slot, right? Like it's the Marlins are playing 3:40 our time, but that's a 6:40 game where it is, right? So you play on Friday night. I don't know if this is even why. I think it's a TV thing, but it's also opening day is what? It's opening day. It's not opening night. Day baseball for night. And I know the A's are playing at night.
The A's have always had opening night, and I've always loved. I used to go every year to the A's opening night.
Very few do that. When the Giants have their home opener, it is a week from tomorrow, and it is what? During the day.
It's a day game.
It's during the day.
No doubt.
Right. So a lot of teams do that.
And the A's, by the way, I'm sorry, used to be the night of the national championship game. It used to be a Monday night game, and I remember bringing my Walkman to the Coliseum and listening to the national championship game while watching Dave Smoke Stewart warm up. I did that year after year.
I love that you just said Walkman. Lovely Christy says to me earlier, there's some Instagram video that she wants me to watch, and it's like these adults saying things to kids and tell me what this is. And Walkman was one of them. Fax machine was another.
VCR.
Go to a kid and just be like, do you know what a Walkman is? Do you know what a fax machine is? Do you know what a VCR is?
None of it.
I mean, do you know what baseball is? These are things you can say to a kid, and they're like, I'm sorry, I've never heard of that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And no, it's really alarming. And even things that like are only 20 years old, which means you were still in your teens, maybe in your late teens. I was in my 20s. It's like, oh, my God, how do you not know about Blockbuster Video?
Blockbuster.
Which might be coming back, by the way.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Stop.
No.
Why?
Because it's long overdue.
How?
It's
how is somebody get? What's the marketing?
I'll find the story. I saw a story that.
Are they going to hire the Giants to do the marketing for this? I mean,
nothing like it.
Yeah, how do you come to Blockbuster Video because your couch isn't comfortable? Like, why would you go to Block? I know that there's like a sort of a romance to it, but why would someone drive somewhere to rent a movie?
Here's the story.
It's a push of a button.
The mysterious reactivation of the long moribund website, accompanied by a cryptic message, has fans asking if a return is in the cards.
Oh my gosh.
So maybe it's just a marketing ploy. But
No, the answer is no.
And I do want to watch it. I think it's Netflix. There's a documentary on the last Blockbuster.
Yes, there is. I haven't watched it yet.
I haven't either. I got to watch that. I'm still behind on that golf one that you all watch.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
It's good. They already announced they're doing it again next year.
Yeah, I'm so behind on everything.
Yeah, that you can catch up on that one quick. But anyway, they do this every year. Last year, I'm going to look this up real quick for you. Last year, let's do Giants schedule, and then let's go 2022, and let's do first half. Okay, never mind. No, they didn't do it last year.
Where they had a day off?
Yeah, they did Friday, Saturday, Sunday last year against Miami Marlins. Yeah.
Okay. No, I mean, today
But they've done this a lot. You remember some of these. Yeah.
Today there are 16 games, which tells me that 32 teams are playing, and there are 32 teams in Major League Baseball. Right. Are you with me so far?
Yes, and how many games are tomorrow?
Five.
So almost all of baseball has tomorrow off.
Correct.
Yeah.
And my point is the point that I'm trying to make, and I didn't want to spend too much time on this. Major League Baseball, you stink.
No.
This is stupid. It's a stupid thing to do. So today, I'm a fan of, let's just say I'm an A's fan, which everybody wants to say I'm an A's fan because I lived in Oakland for 20 years. I was until they, it's not us, it's you. All right, A's.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Part.
Bye-bye, A's.
So who are you a fan of now?
I'm a Giants fan. Mark, I love the Giants. Got it. I had to swallow hard before I said that. Hi, Mark. I'm Dan Dibley.
Cut that.
And I love the Giants.
Cut that.
Mark, and I can say this because I'm a Giants fan, we're going all the way this year.
Yeah.
It's an even. It's not an even.
It's not an even.
Never mind. 3-2-1. Mark, I'm a Giants fan. I love the Giants, Mark. I always have. I can't even look at you right now.
It's like I'm getting stressed just listening to you say this. It's just so unsettling. I can't, my shoulders are tightening up. I'm having a hard time breathing. The hair on the back of my neck is doing weird stuff. I'm sorry, I can't.
Let's just say I'm an A's fan, okay?
Right.
Get back to that. I'm an A's fan. They play tonight. They've got Shohei Ohtani.
Yep.
It's going to be a great game, an exciting night at the Coliseum. They're going to have at least some number of thousands of people there.
Right.
And then tomorrow, nothing.
Well, and
what a disappointment. And I'm a Giants fan.
I tend to agree with you. God. But it's actually for baseball reasons that I agree with you. What's one of the great phrases in baseball? It's get them tomorrow. And so especially when you've waited an entire offseason for a game, if you're a big fan and your team goes out and loses on day one, what do you badly want more than anything else? My gosh, let's get them tomorrow. Let's see what the next pitcher looks like. Let's see what the lineup looks like against another pitcher. Well, for Giants fans, we got to wait all the way until the national game at 1:00 our time on Saturday before Alex Cobb takes the field and goes against the New York Yankees. Yeah, it's too long of a wait.
It's a joke.
Yeah,
and it's as a diehard Giants fan.
Mm-hmm.
As a guy who bleeds orange and black, cut me right now, Mark, and see what color my blood is. Okay? It's part orange and it's part black.
It is part orange.
Good God.
It is. I can look at you and I can see that.
Somebody.
A big part of you is orange.
Somebody on YouTube is, at AA. I'm sorry. You cannot go from being an A's fan to a Giants fan. Yes, AA. Not only that, but I was raised by myself as a Dodger fan. I raised myself as a Dodger fan.
You did?
Yes, because my siblings, my brother Mike, who I at the time despised more than anything I've ever hated in my life, now we're friends. Shout out Mikey 2.0. He was a Giants fan. And in the 70s, the late 70s, when I was a kid, getting bullied by my siblings on the daily, the only way I could get back at them was by talking Dodger smack because the Dodgers were good. So when you go from that childhood to the time when I worked for, a Giants station in this market, I could never bring myself to be a pom-pom carrying, Giants radio. So I never was a part of that in 2010 when I worked there. 2012 I worked here, but 2010 I worked there. I had a chance to be on the float after they won the World Series. And I told the program director, thank you. At the time, we have a spot for you. And I said, dude, I'm not going on the float. I'm not a Giants fan. Let somebody else go on the float. I'm not a Giants fan, so I will never perpetrate.
That's a crazy, crazy decision. Why would you do that?
Because I wasn't a Giants fan.
So what?
So I didn't want to be like...
Have an experience.
Mark, if there's one thing that you and I have in common, it's what? What do we want our show to be more than anything else?
I don't think we have anything in common.
Authentic.
Oh, right.
Authentic. And I will always be authentic as to who I am. And yes, I was a Dodger fan growing up. I'm not a Dodger fan anymore, but at the same time, I'm not going to sit here and pretend like, oh, I'm a Giants fan. I want them to do well for you. And because when local teams do well, it's good for our business and it's interesting, but I'm not ever going to show up in a hat or in Giants underoos or any of the rest of it because I'm not a phony. There, you happy?
I'm always happy. 95.7 The Game is the home of the authentic fan. I've heard that, actually. We are presented by... do you want to do it, or can I just... would you like to do it?
I want a rating 1 to 5 on my impersonation first.
It was like a 4.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
And this is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking. No compromises.
That is an accurate statement.
Thank you.
And another one is that Steve Kerr is going to join us in less than 20 minutes. And we are absolutely champing at the bit with all the questions that we've got for Steve. So that's coming up around the bend. 888-957-9570 is the phone number on Willard and Dibs.
I'm a Giants fan.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Steve Kerr is going to join us in 10 minutes. Can't wait to talk to him. More on this in a little bit, but Steph Curry is going to be on 95.7 The Game tomorrow morning at 10:30. Steiny and Goose.
Big if true.
Steph Curry, it is true. It's true.
What if he pulls a no-show? Then what?
Something tells me that he won't.
Okay. All right. I'm just saying.
Call it a hunch.
All right.
I feel very confident that he's going to be here at 10:30 tomorrow with Steiny and Go.
In person? Because I'll show up early.
Well, you'll hear his voice.
I got you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So there's that. So Steve Kerr coming up in about 10 minutes. A couple 49er things that are sort of interesting that are just kind of percolating the sensation out there. What do you think about this? First of all, our buddy... I actually have to re-say it if it's going to be a true cha-ching, a percolation sensation, and I don't even know if percolation is a word, but anyway, whatever. Our buddy Mike Silver has written an article about this in the San Francisco Chronicle. He has been having numerous discussions on social media with regard to the idea that Kyle Shanahan has made it very clear that Brock Purdy is not just the starting quarterback right now of the 49ers. He's the plan. That's the plan.
Like the future?
That's the guy. It's Brock Purdy.
Man.
Going forward.
Okay.
And you and I have both firmly stated that we are not in favor of trading Trey Lance right now. And I'm definitely not. I want Trey Lance on this team. I'm curious to see, A, where this goes, and B, Brock Purdy just had surgery. Don't know if you know. So there's all kinds of questions. I do think, though, there's a conversation that's coming on the horizon. I mean, from two standpoints, how long is Trey, number 3 overall pick in the draft, going to be cool just hanging out over there on the sideline with a headset on? Like, what if Brock's healthy? What if he's healthy for the start of the year? And what if he does not get hurt this year? Is Trey just going to sit here for the next couple of years as a backup?
Yeah. What choice does he have?
Well, a quarterback's got choices.
He doesn't have a lot of choices.
Don't have to oblige, but I mean, from Deshaun Watson to Kirk Cousins to Lamar Jackson right now.
Yeah, those are all made men, though.
But you can make a stance. You can make a stance for sure. And no, he's not going to do it like that in the public, and he's going to demand anything, but you can certainly go, hey, request, like, hey, we're all on the same page here. You guys drafted me. Now you're going with someone else. I don't know. Do me a solid and get me somewhere where I can play. Teams do that.
Yeah.
They might. And real quick, wouldn't it behoove the 49ers, if they're definitely not going to play him, wouldn't it behoove them to trade him earlier rather than later? Because the second you all get the view of him on the sideline as a backup, trade value goes down.
Well, the trade value is already down.
Not that far.
Well, it depends on what happens when he's on the sideline. And I think about a guy by the name of Jordan Love, who is kind of in the Trey Lance position in terms of what has happened and what could potentially happen with Trey Lance. Because Jordan Love got drafted in 2020, and he didn't play. And in 2021, he played six games. He had one start, and he didn't really do much. He went 0-1 in the one start. And then last year, he played in four games, and he didn't have any start. And now he's in a spot where Jordan Love now looks like, if Aaron Rodgers goes off to New York to be the Jets quarterback, now he's going to be the Packers quarterback. So can the Niners give Trey Lance the Jordan Love treatment and say, yeah, after this year, maybe it'll be your time, or at the end of this upcoming year, which would be Trey Lance's third year, if I'm not mistaken, at that point, if it's clear that he's not going to get a shot, then he can go elsewhere and be a quarterback.
Here's the problem with it. The problem with it is the normal conversation when you're making a rookie wait is, and Trey's not a rookie, but you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You're making a recent drafted player wait. They are waiting behind a grizzled vet who is at some point going to move on. And the Packers now have a history of being the team that has that late first rounder just sit there and wait for a really long time, from Favre to Rodgers and from Rodgers to Love. Trey Lance is now waiting behind someone who is just as young.
Younger, even, or close.
So he ain't going anywhere.
No.
I mean, unless it doesn't work out.
Or if he gets hurt.
Or if he gets hurt.
Right.
Right, but if he gets hurt game means your backup.
Right.
Your backup. Trey was not drafted to be a backup. He was not even drafted to be a maybe starter. He was like, I mean, they did backflips to make him the franchise. That's mentally difficult to suddenly have that now not be the case, and you didn't do anything wrong. You didn't do anything wrong. It's not like you played your way into backupville. You haven't played at all.
Right. He didn't do anything wrong, but did he do anything right? If you want to play the right or wrong game, he hasn't done anything that would tell Kyle Shanahan, oh boy, we got to think about trading Brock Purdy, because Trey Lance, this guy is exactly what we thought he was when we moved up to draft him. When we sent three first-round picks to move up and draft Trey Lance, yeah, he's turned out to be the absolute article. The fact that Mike Silver's reporting that Kyle Shanahan is whispering to him, or somebody's whispering to Mike, yeah, it's Brock Purdy's gig going forward unless something happens, that tells you all you need to know about both Brock Purdy and Trey Lance. So
I don't know if it says anything about Trey Lance.
Oh, I think it does, because Brock Purdy, unless Brock Purdy comes out and he's Tom Brady, Brock Purdy's been a nice quarterback, but he hasn't.
Really nice.
Well, he's won.
Yeah.
He's won, and he's played well.
That's the goal.
That is the goal.
Yeah.
But it's not like he came out and it's like, oh my God, this guy's Patrick Mahomes. He might be better than Patrick Mahomes.
Well, no, not that. But here's what I would say for both players. For both players, I would suggest to every fan, we get rid of the background. Get rid of what we think we know. One of them's the third pick in the draft. The other one's the 230 whatever pick in the draft.
We can't, though.
It doesn't matter.
We just can't.
But it's no longer relevant. It's now two
to them, exactly.
It's two human beings with a jersey and a ball. And that's it. And you go with the one who can do the better job right now. I get what you're saying. As the third pick in the draft, you ought to be able to outplay Mr. Irrelevant. I understand that. But just because Brock may be really good doesn't mean that Trey isn't. It doesn't mean that Trey can't be. So when I say he hasn't done anything wrong, I mean, it is, and this is a fact now, I know you'd agree, it is way too early to make any long-term judgments on Trey Lance. You can't do that after four starts, and two of them weren't even supposed to be starts.
Right.
They were emergency starts. I don't know, man, but I do think, as we often do, I think a lot about James Wiseman when we look at Trey Lance, because he may end up being a really nice player, but he was with an organization that didn't have time to give him minutes. The 49ers are the exact same thing, and you could make the case that the Warriors held on to Wiseman too long. They held on.
Yeah,
to
I don't
too,
think so.
Well, but
I think they held on to him just at the right time.
But you ended up not getting. I mean, I love GP2, but let's talk about value. If you had traded James Wiseman back before people had tape and back before people saw him playing ineffectively on the court, you could have got more for him.
But you didn't have that chance because he played a little bit as a rookie and got hurt and then missed his entire second year. And I think that's
this is
where
James Wiseman.
Thank you, James, and all the best in Detroit. Did they win yesterday, or did they end up losing that game?
They lost.
You can. That'd be a shock. You can Google that. And this is where the Trey Lance comp, I think, is especially accurate, because Trey Lance, you haven't seen enough of him because he got hurt. And also, Mark, in terms... They lose?
By one.
Oh, boy.
It was a crazy buzzer beater. Yeah. Josh Giddey missed a shot of the buzzer. Jalen Williams of Santa Clara put back just before the buzzer expired.
Thank you for clarifying which Jalen Williams.
Yeah, and double-double for James Wiseman. Although he had 12 points while we were still on the air, and it wasn't even halftime yet.
And?
Finished with 14.
Okay.
14 and 11 for James.
Attaboy, James. Yeah. It's a nice win.
Zero blocks.
Fine.
Yeah, he had three turnovers.
How many fouls? Four?
Three. He had three fouls.
I'd like to see more fouls out of James, honestly.
Did not get to the free throw line.
Yeah,
it's a little weird for a big guy.
It's because he fancies himself as a small forward. But I don't want to.
He didn't shoot from three either.
Steve Kerr up in 3 minutes. Yeah. I don't want to dwell on James Wiseman.
No, we're drilling Steve on James Wiseman.
I'm going to hit him with a litany of Wiseman questions. But
all the Pistons, actually.
That's right.
I'm going to ask him about all of them.
Why didn't you want Sadiq Bey? If you think about the Lance comp, though, Mark, this is something that I think it needs to get highlighted in terms of when would you want to trade Trey Lance if you did, because right now, if you trade him, it's a $20 million dead cap hit. If you wait until after this year, it goes down to $10 million for his fourth year. And this year, going into this year, right now on March 30th, you've got Brock Purdy in an elbow brace. You've got Sam Darnold, who used to see ghosts, and we don't know if he still does. And you've got Trey Lance coming off an ankle. So for me, I want to go this whole year with all three of them. Yes, Brock's the man. Is Brock going to start all 17 games?
I don't know.
I doubt it.
I mean,
if I put the over-under on Brock Purdy starts at 12.5, you'd probably have to think about it.
I mean, I'd take the over. I think that would be the mathematical play.
Okay, let's say he sits two or three. You're terrible at math.
Yeah.
Son of a math teacher. If he sits the first three, and maybe there's another game or two in there.
I don't know if the guy gets hurt.
I think that 12.5 is a good number.
Football players get hurt. However, quarterbacks, less so than a lot of the other
guys.
Not
on this team.
Not on this team has been the history. But
good
if you look around the league, like how many starting quarterbacks made it through almost all of the games this year? I think it's most of them, right?
My third. No, we went through this.
We did?
Only like 13 quarterbacks started all 17.
No, I didn't say all 17. I said most of them.
Oh,
like
yeah.
If you missed a game or two here or there, whatevs.
Gotcha.
Right? But
gotcha.
Like, I don't know. It feels like the starting quarterbacks play most of the games, most of the time.
Yes.
Mahomes did. Burrow did. Herbert did.
If I'm the Niners and I'm thinking
Allen
about
did.
Trey Lance not being the future of my organization, if I'm thinking that it is Brock Purdy, is QB1 until he's not QB1, I want Trey Lance to get some snaps, and we talked about this with Jason Lockenfora. Trey Lance has 420 snaps since high school at quarterback.
Yep.
So if you're an acquiring team, don't you want to see more of Trey Lance before you risk anything?
No, so I'm totally with you. I'm simply saying, though, this offseason might change that. If we get to late August, Brock's not ready, and the 49ers think Sam Darnold is better than Trey Lance, yo, I'd trade him before you even get those uniforms on. I don't want the rest of the league seeing Trey be deactivated as QB3 or any of this junk come regular season, because it absolutely tanks his value. I think right now he's a guy who, you know, people will still be very, very intrigued by the whole thing. So, all right, are we good to go? We ready? Ready to rock? Yes? Okay. Steve Kerr joins us here in just moments. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM, and HD1 San Francisco, always live on Twitch, YouTube, and the free Odyssey app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.